Hey there, podcast friends. I hope that you are well. On Fridays, we get the opportunity to hear a reading from the daily readings for the lectionary, and then I just leave 5 minutes of completely silent, awkward airtime as an opportunity for you to reflect on the reading, and then I will give us a prayer at the end. I am so glad we can be together. I also want to note, I am recording this without my pop filter, and it's in the morning, so I've got a good amount of vocal fry, so I bet you didn't know you were coming for a really mediocre voice this morning, but here we are. Welcome to this Bible podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in. Isaiah 43:8-15. Bring out the blind people who have eyes, the deaf ones who have ears. All the nations are gathered together. The peoples are assembled. Which of them announced this? Who predicted to us the past events? Let them bring their witnesses as defense. Let them hear and say, "It's true." You are my witnesses, says the Lord, my servant whom I chose, so that you would know and believe me, and understand that I am the one. Before me no God was formed, and after me there has been no other. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. I announced, I saved, I proclaimed, not some stranger among you. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and I am God. From the dawn of time I am the one. No one can escape my power. I act, and who can undo it? The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says, "For your sake, I have sent my army to Babylon and brought down all the bars, turning the Chaldeans singing into a lament. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King." God, be with us this day. Help us to find our hope and our rest and our place in you. Be with us that everything we do, in our thought, in our word, in our deed, might point people directly toward you. May we live as a people who are determined to be a part of the ushering in of your kingdom. Amen.